we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting, you guys.
Jenna's about to get real sexy and talk about, once again, how we all need glasses. Yeah, get ready, y'all.
I'm going to make it a little bit worse. I'm going to talk about how I am fully of the age where I don't understand the fashions. I don't like the fashions.
The fashions plural?
I don't know. What the fashions of the day. Because I will tell you, I went to the mall. This is how my brain works.
I'm sorry, I'm moving my mic because I have something going on. Like I'm hearing a k-k-k. Is it my, do you hear anything, Casey?
It's called ADHD.
Oh, man. Hey, all sounds are on the same level. That's the difference.
I understand it now.
So like a clinking, anything is like the same. So that's whenever somebody's ADD and you think they're like being overly sensitive, sounds are the same sound, the same level of volume.
Jeez Louise.
Which is really hard when somebody has a really annoying laugh eight tables behind you and you're like, I can't hear anything. I can't hear her talk. Sorry, are we podcasting?
I think we're you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. It's super easy to do. I mean, if you did this by accident, you showed up here. Good
welcome,
for you.
Well done, dude.
Just go to like Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of those. And
rate, review, subscribe, because we want to keep doing this and we love doing the podcast.
Tell your friends, get them listening.
If you're bored, go to our Instagram because we're almost hitting our
airplanes.
Goal.
Yeah.
We're almost at our goal on Instagram.
That's right. You guys like us on Instagram.
Get there.
Like us on all the TikToks, all the
threadies,
Facebook,
the TikToks.
If you're still there, I am sometimes because I like to see what people ate.
Yeah.
We're around. Look and listen, and you can do that on YouTube. You can look and listen to what this podcast is, full-length version on YouTube.
Not a full-length shot, but a full-length version.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to see what's
underneath
this deck.
You can see my shirt's probably moraine because here's what I did.
Okay, you hate, yeah.
Okay. I was like, Chris and I had a conversation. We need clothes. We just like, you kind of get busy and you just forget that like, oh, that's what they're wearing now. And all of a sudden.
You go to the mall and you're shocked.
And I will go, I have favorites. Like I have like weird gaudy print pants where I'm like, oh, these are not 5 years old. I didn't realize that they were this old.
Yeah.
But it hits me. So I was like, I need to find some shirts. And I was like, you know what? I'm willing to buy a brown shirt because that's what you fuckers are doing now. You young people are buying
strong
all
in
the
jewel
beige,
tones.
The brown, the baby poop colors is what everybody's into right now.
That's not your favorite. These pants are cute. Are those new?
These are like 5 years old.
They are? They're just striped.
Because here's the thing. Nobody likes anything but beige right now.
I know beige is a hot color.
It is so hard for me right now.
You don't like beige on your skin because you sort of
look like a vampire. I look like a zombie. I need to like vomit neon green so that there's some color
involved. I like those like earthy tones, but it's just ironic that I'm wearing this shirt, which by the way is a real horizontal risk if you ask me, but this was in my closet and I haven't worn it in 5 years and I'm out of options.
At some point you have to go, I need to wear it or get rid of it.
Right. Yeah, and I'm trying to do this thing where I'm like, do you really need to buy something new or do you need to just relook into your closet and reinvest? And then I like put it on and I'm like, nope, I see why I didn't like it. I just haven't given it away and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, okay. So I went shopping for us today.
She always shops for me too.
I was like, because I like to have both things in my head. It makes me a little bit more hyper aware to be like just thinking of somebody else in it. Like if you have a thing that you're trying to buy for like an event, you see all the things that you can't wear to the event that you like.
Yeah.
So it helps you to like just
I see that.
Open
that's
up
a very
your
nice. It widens your scope.
Yeah.
Oh, would Jen like this? Would
yes.
Yeah. Cold sweat through the thing and I yell at the guy. I'm like, I need my friend always shops for me. I'm shopping for her this time. I got to find something. Can you just bring things to the counter? And then he's like, ma'am, you're sweating through your shirt.
Always nails it though.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, and I'm telling you, I didn't see anything I liked. I got one shirt that's kind of like this. So I'm wearing like a faux turtleneck, which I was very excited to see. Turtlenecks are coming back this fall, which I thought you'd be happy in that space. It's like a mock turtleneck.
Did you get this at Zara?
No, I think I got this one at like TJ Maxx or something.
Yeah, you always do well there. I can't do well.
You got to dig a little bit, and then you can find like a shirt where you're like, it's $16. I'll wear it a few times.
Yeah.
Sometimes you spend three times that much and don't get that much use out of it.
Yeah.
So it feels like a good like risk to take. Ugh. So I got it there, but I got one that was burgundy because I was like, I have shoes that matches. But I didn't find anything that I was like, I love this. I can't wait to wear this.
We're in a shitty fashion space. Ugh. And I'm just really ready. Everything's so going up in terms of like we've talked about crop tops a million times.
Yes.
I went into Madewell, which I feel like, if I'm going to be honest, I'm like, Madewell, it serves all of us, right? And also the price point is not inexpensive. So I'm like, okay, so you got to like nail people with a little bit more dough, right? Like I'm not saying, I'm just like, yeah,
no, but they have it at Nordstrom Rack too. So sometimes
I'm like, the crop tops are not only cropped, they are like below the boob cropped. I'm like, now you're just pissing me off. Now it's not just even at my waist.
Yeah.
It's at my under boob. I'm like, I'm not going to my kid's event with this. Like I can't even buy anything. I walked in and looped out so fast and I was like, Madewell, I'm disappointed in you. I thought you were better than that.
Well, there is a store that I went to in the mall that I was like, I think I want Kristen to come in here because I think you would find some things that you liked. But they had these like—
Is the gaming store?
It's Uniqlo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's very like, I feel like how your brain works. It's like, here's cardigans. Here's t-shirts.
I can just run and grab something off of each rack and then I've got
just like the color that you want.
Capsule wardrobe.
But I saw they had these like cute kind of like muscle shirts that were normally like— $17 and they were $5. And I was like, well, I should just get a bunch of these. But then I thought you're so tall that they would have been so high on you.
Yeah.
And like, it's the only time being short has ever paid off in trying to buy clothing.
Yeah.
Is now when stuff really is short. Cause it's not cropped for me. It like,
and it does look cute. The box we've talked about.
I can't do this.
The boxy
like,
is cute.
Touchdown.
I get it. But like, move on. We've been in here a long time. Like, I don't know if fashion's being lazy, but like,
I'm always fucking lazy.
Well, I can't
wait for
fall.
You know what it is, Kristen, too? You know what I saw today? That mesh, like, printed stuff.
Oh, the see-through is back, baby.
When we used to go to the bars all the time,
yep.
You would wear that with your low-waisted
shittiest.
You sweat like a...
It smells. It's polyester.
So bad. It's like... You sweat like a rodeo guy.
Yeah.
It's so freaking bad. It's all bad.
Fake, synthetic,
yes.
Super cheap, shitty fabric.
Like you'll get a yeast infection
in your
armpits. Yeah.
100%.
It's so bad. And it's all
you
bad.
Like got fifth disease and you're like, I didn't know.
I got
Casey's
mouth.
Like, man, they're angry. Well, I kind of am. Look, man.
Casey,
fine.
You get one of those shirts and you tell me your pits don't. You never thought.
Reek.
You're like, I sweat like a man. I never even noticed that. But
also, I'm like, great. We're going from crops to sheer.
I don't mind sheer.
Fuck, you man.
Can, if you have a pattern, you can hide some stuff.
I don't disagree with that. But the sheer is not, I agree with you on that. I think like some of the sheer is cool and sexy, but that ain't the shit that we can afford. It is like the off the rack shit that is terrible. And it's, by the way, it goes into landfills so fast. And
yep.
I know we don't even consider that.
God, if I like, would have just saved it from years ago.
I mean, isn't that woulda, shoulda, coulda, but all of my, nobody wants stuff from
Ed
1998.
Ed Hardy, aren't you laughing
what are you,
now?
A billionaire? I didn't have Ed Hardy. I had Forever 21.
I did.
I would have
and
dry
I had
cleaned.
Just credit cards. And
yeah. I was a real,
was a horrible
I
situation.
Had like one decent pair of weekend jeans, real low,
smart.
And then a see-through shirt. Real high.
That's the thing is you see the same girls every weekend. You see different dudes. So it doesn't matter if you wear something different.
No, it doesn't matter.
Just wear your uniform.
I wore a uniform. I was like, somebody's going to want
now
a piece of this.
Now I finally know.
You know, I'm just.
Too late.
Well, who wants to talk about soccer?
No, I'm just kidding.
This is actually kind of.
You
want
to talk about soccer? Yeah.
Okay. Jen and I are in the thick of soccer. And,
everybody is, right?
By soccer, well, yeah. If you're the ironic thing being a soccer mom, I reject the notion that it's an uncool sport because like all the soccer moms that I'm meeting are like down ass chicks that dress cool, that are cool. But I will tell you, you spend a lot of time at a damn field.
I mean, if by soccer mom, you mean most likely to survive an episode of Survivor or like
100%,
like where they get dropped in the wild because you have to bring so much shit with
so
you.
So much.
Can I tell you what I got? Before we get into it.
Is it a wagon?
Oh, I almost bought a wagon.
You've peaked when you've hit the wagon. You've got a wagon.
I did. I had one in my cart, but I was like, I think we have one. We don't. So I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy one because I have to bring tents next week.
Oh, you got to bring tents. How'd you get on tents?
Because nobody else had them. You know I got them. No. No. I was like,
tents is a hard job, man. I'm only going to bring one. Say who's bringing tents, I'm like, I'm on snacks.
That's why I got to get a wagon. I'm going to put one in my cart. But I bought a personal fan.
Oh, yeah.
In a misting machine.
Smart. We have.
And oh, my God.
There are so many moms that are ahead of the game than me. And I just watch what they do and I go,
okay. Nobody's ahead of the game.
We're all dying in the game.
I'm going up to the older crew, the older teams.
What are you doing?
What are you doing that's successful? And I'm just buying I'm literally purchasing it on the sidelines. I'm putting it in my Amazon cart because in the moment, I would pay $1 million for a personal fan.
Exactly. So it's been 1 billion degrees. We've been on fields. There's no there's no concrete walkways in soccer. No. You are walking. If you're early, you're walking through the field and there's a million, what do you call them?
Mole-eaten fuckers.
So you're just breaking ankles the whole time.
Every direction. I dare you to wear a pair of wedges.
Good God, no. You are wearing your Hokas at best because you're going to just destroy them. And you're walking through. And the thing is, I love the parents so much because everybody's getting their ass kicked. So we're all sitting on the sidelines at one point. And my husband actually took the kids to soccer on this day. And one of the moms walked up. It's 110 degrees. Yeah. It's so hot. I had done the practice before and wore jeans. Full-blown yeast infection by the end. Not even a joke.
People were making fun of me.
They were like, why are you wearing jeans? I was like, I just put on pants really fast. I was running late. And they were like, you're going to blow up. And I was like, well, wait till you see what happens in my pants. Just saying. So I'm, barely made it out alive.
You doing construction work?
My husband's there. 110 degrees. All the same parents. We're there 3 days a week. Yeah. Everybody gets really close. It's super fun. And Colin's like, God, where's somebody with cold beers? And one of the husband goes, my wife's coming here. She could bring some. And my husband laughs. He's like, yeah, right. He calls his wife. Wife brings a goddamn 12-pack of cold beers. And it's like, skirt, skirt, skirt to everyone. And it's like, it was like Shawshank Redemption when they're on the roof. And they get to feel like men and be free for a moment. It was like that.
Somebody last weekend was like, oh, I think we should have mimosas here for the parents because there was a whole.
Just like, hold on, skoosh.
No, I go, yeah, you bring them and I'm in. I'm bringing the tent. And he was like, I'm not joking. I go, look at my fucking eyes. You think I'm joking? And then the mom behind me, Jessica's like, bring them.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm not driving. I'm bringing.
We're sitting there a long time. This is not me condoning. Everybody getting wasted at a practice. It's not that. It's Shawshank. It's like
I'm talking games. I'm not taking practice.
No, because you're driving. Was it a practice? But I will say I did have a really fun first experience where we did a tournament that was out of town. So we all had to stay at a hotel.
That sounds
fun. But my husband couldn't go.
It was fun.
It was so fun.
Oh, he couldn't go?
He couldn't go because Finn had a basketball game.
Oh.
So it was just me and Eleanor. And
Let me tell you,
Eleanor was so excited because she gets to meet the girls and be better friends. And she's been playing with a couple of them for a couple years. But
and it's mommy time. It's mommy time.
So I was like, I haven't been Jen's on my arm all the time, or it's my neighbors. I haven't been with new people in a really long time. Yeah. So I was double nervous. I was like, Eleanor, what do we talk about? Are you just going to go and talk about the Barbie movie? Is that a good, she's like, you're going to be fine. I'm like, I don't know. Check in with me.
I sent you a text too. And I was like,
how you doing?
You're stuck in a hotel with a whole bunch of moms and soccer players. Go down and have some drinks and get to know everybody.
I don't know. But everybody is so fun and they're so cool. And it was so nice to have conversation. Everybody's in the same boat. That was what was so fun. Also, a couple divorced people.
Okay.
So I'm listening to their tales.
It's happening a lot right now.
It really is. But then I was like, hey, divorced mom, there's a divorced dad. I'm just saying I've had a couple Aperol spritzes.
Yep.
And if you shake a tail feather over there, you've got rooms. I'm just saying.
Anything happen? No. Any hookups?
Everybody was very legit. I'm hoping for the future.
Is it the age of our kids? Because
I just think it's the years. What do they say? Like, it's the 7 year. It's like 7, 14. It's always in the sevens, which I just feel like.
I also wonder if it's tricky. COVID too.
All bets are off when a pandemic comes
when we
in.
We spend 2 years together, just the two of us. I don't think I like you.
I've seen your face too much by the math alone.
Yeah.
This was a 25 year marriage. In a 2 year span.
But I don't know.
I'm done.
I've wondered that recently because it's like, I feel like I am 4 or 5 years older than a lot of moms, but I'm not. But my kids play with, like their good friends, their moms are probably like, probably like 4 years younger than me. And like some of them.
Older? Some of them divorcing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. And just like, you know, seeing that online and it's.
I think obviously you have sympathy for people that go through that. But then I go into this next thing where I'm like, hey, man, I'm impressed. You got two people that are just eyeballing this kid going, we love you. We're going to make it work. You got parents showing up with new dates and new people. And yet they're like doing their best to just be like, you know what I'm doing? I'm here. And you know what everybody else is doing? They're like, you're here. And we're all just having fun. That's what I loved about
here
it.
Here
is
like, everything.
It's let's keep the eyes on the kids and have a good time. So everything was copacetic. It was really fun. I loved meeting everybody. And then we had the games.
I was trying to tell my husband if we kept having to go to soccer, then we'd end up divorced.
No, you're just going to end up going to Laguna Beach, which was delightful, and I kind of want to live there. So we go to the game.
I wouldn't live there, too, by the way.
I know you would. So we go to the game, and the first game, there were three games. The first game, my daughter, I love her. But
three games?
But if I was going – 3 games. That's why we had to stay
the
night.
In 1 day?
No. First game – wait. No, in 2 days. In 2 days. It was a lot. So, but the first game got done really early, so the girls got to swim and hang out. That was fun.
That's fun.
The next day, there were 2 games or something. I can't remember. 2 games, 1 game. Who cares? 3 total.
That's too many games in a weekend.
Right.
Though,
it's a lot.
That much.
So we get up there, and this one team, we'd been warned, they've been together for some time.
Oh.
And.
How do you do that? I didn't think you were allowed to do that.
I don't know. But we were like, okay, we're going to play. We were the underdogs for sure. And the girls just got worked. And not only worked, they were doing like chicken wing. They were doing like illegal moves, like aggressive moves. And our girls are like
What's
young.
What's a chicken wing?
It's like where you kind of put your arm out and you kind of like give a rib pop.
My daughter would 1,000% do that.
That's going to make her
if
a good soccer player.
That,
Eleanor's like, how
absolutely.
Dare you? My feelings have been hurt. I thought we were becoming friends.
My daughter would do that and then straight face be like, I didn't do that.
Hi, that's called being a elite soccer player. Welcome. Welcome to the professional league.
She doesn't run. That's not her.
Well, she doesn't have to. She'll be in midfield. So Eleanor is out there and she's not having the best time. And mostly because I can tell that the girls are the aggressive play is upsetting her from the other team.
Yes.
Right? So I say nothing. Do you know how hard that is for me? I say nothing. I'm like, let's go. I go, Eleanor, do you think maybe mom? I feel like you're about to say something that's telling me that I need to play harder, but I did play really hard. I'm like, okay, okay, okay. Second game, she goes in. I feel like she's got 50% aggression. Like it's at a 50%.
Okay, hold on. Back it up.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to get my underwear on. You guys, so much going on in this podcast.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
I'm trying to talk too fast. I'll slow
no,
down.
No. So I thought you were like, we need to talk to the coaches on the other team because they need to settle the fuck down.
I had a couple things going on.
And the other part of your brain was saying, you know what we need to do is throw
fight back.
The fuck down.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I was like, they
okay.
were being playing so dirty.
Yeah. What else can you do?
And our girls were playing so clean. I was like, we've got a choice to make. And I think we need to start showing what a chicken wing is. Give them a little wing back. Because Eleanor's like, that girl gave me a chicken wing on a chicken wing. And I was like,
I say you pterodactyl those
girls. You pterodactyl those bitches.
They're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I got in trouble with the referee for being loud.
What?
And then what I got in trouble.
No. Don't. I need to hear details. Okay.
A girl shoved Eleanor, literally shoved her with two hands, shoved her while running. They were running side by side and shoved Eleanor. First of all, I saw the entire heartbreak of my daughter's face, where I think in her brain, as they were running together, a friendship was being built. Yeah. And the second that girl put her arms out, that girl decided they were no longer friends. And Eleanor experienced that emotionally on the side. And so I see Eleanor like hurt, like feelings hurt. And I go, "You ref, you're going to call anything on their side ever?" And then he goes, "I've warned you." And I was like, and I'm in khaki shorts and a large brimmed hat and a not flattering tank top. And I'm wearing my Crocs and I'm walking fast.
Yeah.
I split the in between of my toes because I slid inside of my Crocs as I was like.
She's pissed.
I was pissed. Okay. Third game.
I want you to go. Wait, hold on though. I got to take it back.
I got in trouble with the coach too.
What was the first warning though?
The first warning was from the ref.
Okay.
For me. The second warning was from the coach towards me because I did not yell at Eleanor, but I felt like Eleanor needed to stop doing the Macarena for a bit inside goal.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. I know. People look at you crazy when you're like,
she's like, tick, 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 tick,
can you watch our game? Watch our game. Don't watch the other game behind you.
Exactly.
Ours is just as exciting.
Eleanor, focus up, man. And so then coach, fair, totally fair, and he's a fantastic coach, gave a fair speech to everybody when it was really directed at me. He was like, nobody likes having their parents yell at them. If my mother was here right now and I was playing a soccer game and she was yelling at me from the sidelines, I would lose my mind and I'm a grown-ass man. And I was like, oh, you're right. So then I just had to be quiet for the entire game. Third game. Fine. Refresh. We get told this is the team in the league that's literally nationally ranked. They're going to destroy your team.
Oh, no.
I go, all right. So I go to Eleanor and I go, Eleanor, this is what coach said. I'm just going to tell you this. You can take it however you want. They said, this team's really good and we should expect to lose. But I just want you to know that so you're not, your heart doesn't hurt. But like, that's what he says. She goes, well, I guess whenever they expect you to lose, that's the time you should win.
Oh my gosh, Rudy.
And then she starts going, like punching her hand in her. I was like, this is all, there's no cameras here, but go ahead.
Yeah. Also, my daughter would do that and be fully uncommitted.
Right. And then
the
again,
next 30 seconds. 100%. Yeah, she'd be like, let's braid each other's hair.
It's so funny you say that because I go, so the game is really fun. It's really competitive. The girls are trying really hard and they're playing really well together. And I think it's because they got to know each other. So it was really kind of magical. So we didn't even care that we were losing. We weren't getting murdered. That was all that mattered. We weren't getting destroyed. So Eleanor, a girl, chicken wings her, and Eleanor starts to chicken wing back, and I can see this little sense of like thing happen, but then it started to go.
Get in there, young chicken.
Started to get ugly. Ooh. The girls were starting to feel the other team, and then they really started getting in there, and it was too
Kristen
much.
Kristen was like, hold my Crocs.
I was like, I am doing my very best. I bought dresses online because I needed to just distract myself.
Smart.
I bought two dresses that I knew were on sale for only 3 hours, and I bought two because I needed to calm myself down. But then Eleanor, at one point, this is how bad it got. At one point, she pops up and she's got this cute little round face, and she goes, "Guys, can we all just remember this game is fun?" And like, I literally like, you know, like quiet protest on the side, like so. And so then she gets done. She worked so hard. Her face was so red. They lost by two, which against this team is unheard
That's
of.
Great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Mommy." And I was like, oh my God. She got her aggressive. She got her aggressive on.
Yeah.
She goes, "Mommy, I talked to the other team." I go, "What do you mean you talked to their team?" She goes, "I talked to the other teammates." And I go, "Like when you're on the field?" And she goes, "Yeah." I go, "What'd you say?" She goes, "I looked one of them right in the eye." And I go, "I like your braid." Go, "You like her braid?" And she goes, "Yeah, because you know what, Mommy? You know what I want? I want that other team to look at me. And I want those other parents to look at me and say, that girl over there, she's nice."
She won. She won. The winner of that game was Eleanor. My God, that's so sweet. Were you so proud?
Yeah, I was so proud. there was a part of me that was like, did you want to rip any part of their limbs apart?
No, I don't.
She's not that person. Not, and I love it.
I don't either.
I love it.
When we go to soccer, like, I think Dash, so he did a really good job. He likes to play goalie too. They are born under the same, literally the same sign.
I
don't know how.
I think our weird eggs and something happened. You spend too much time together and you like morph a baby.
It's crazy, but like they're so similar. And like he's been playing goalie a lot and he likes it and he's good at it. But like the first time he did it, he let like 5 goals.
It's a very hard position because I don't care if your team isn't that great. They're on goal. They're taking shots on you all the time, and it's the most active position.
Well, there's a kid named Reiko, I think, is 14, if I'm going to be totally honest.
I got a couple. I wanted to see an ID of two girls.
I don't understand why they're letting them play, because there could be like—
Their wingspan—
It's just higher than— My son is not huge. And so I was— Britt's like, he let 5 goals, and I was like, but he played goalie. That's so great. And he was like, kind of made this face, and I was like—
I know.
No.
Colin gets like that, starts pacing, and I'm like, between the two of us, we're not going to be allowed on the field.
Goalie.
Yeah.
You need to get excited that he did that, and everybody was looking at him.
Yeah.
Which, so my husband's mom, who, God rest her soul, I never met her before we got married, but so she's the mom of a kicker. So my husband was good at soccer, loved soccer. Our kids, never going to go pro. I'm just telling
Jen,
you right
you
now.
But,
well, maybe they are. I don't know.
Maybe they do. I do kind of, I like.
They give so many zero. They don't care. They don't
care. That's a different thing. But I do feel like
I think they think it's fun and that's great. That's all I want.
Oh, I'm so competitive.
The thing that gets them to like try harder is when I say people are counting on you. And I said to Delilah the last game, I always say get in there because I don't want
her. I say that too. Get in there. Get moving.
I don't want her to be too polite and not play.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is the one time where you get to, it's your ball. You take it from somebody. This is the only place in the universe you get to be that way. Shit, what were we talking about? We're going to cut this part out, Trey. Yes. I'm glad. About being competitive. God, I forgot what I was going to say.
I hate talking. Kristen hates talking about skincare.
I'm so bored
about
it.
I hate talking about being competitive.
I'm bored of sports, you guys.
Can we be next?
Can we?
God, but we live it every day with soccer. Both of our kids, neither of our kids are like, Finn does have that like.
I don't need her to be competitive. I need her to know that people are counting on her. Like you're part of a team.
That's the thing. And I'm cheering at these games. Like they're the only game in town. I don't care about the higher levels. I care about the level we're at right now.
And this is true. I go, when you try, when you like get in there and try to get the ball, you make it go in the right direction.
Yeah.
Like. You can get in there and kick the ball.
Yeah.
When you don't even run towards the ball.
I love that Jen's like, you can get in there and you can kick that ball.
Can I tell you that I held up a sign that my daughter made that said, score that ball? And I was like the cheerleader of the team and everybody was laughing about it. And I was like, fuck all y'all. Bring me another mimosa.
Yeah, I called it a soccer audition and they were not happy.
No, I know. I always call it rehearsal.
Soccer rehearsal.
It's not.
They're like, it's not one of your comedy shows, mom.
We've talked about this before. I don't care about the competitive part, but I don't want, it's an element of it. Like, I don't care if you win, but I do care if you try. You have to get in there and you have to try.
I think something happens to me.
Look at how she hates it that I said you don't have to win. She's like, yeah.
It's only because we had a coach that I was like, wow, you've really got these we're going to lose speeches down. But what happens if we actually win? You got one of those speeches in your pocket? Because we've spent a year of how great it is to lose. I'd like to feel how great it is to win. I'm just saying it feels a lot better than losing. We could aim towards that at some point. Just saying. Like, we bought all this shit. Let's win one. How about that? But I do feel...
It feels like you go to pizza and that's a win too.
Jen's
look at how impolite that is.
I just don't like there's something that sets me off when I see girl okay, playing a little bit of dirty soccer is kind of part of the sport.
Sure.
You start – because you're so close with your physical self, it's not dissimilar to football in that, like, you're down close. You're, like, hitting. But in soccer, you're running next to someone. So, like, they put an arm out or they put – you know, they kick too close. And there's a lot of that. That is taught. I used to think – I thought forever – that you didn't kind of do that until you've been playing the sport for a long time and you feel what's sort of allowed and you start to get away with stuff. But coaches teach how to get these little digs in that are like kind of like grody play, I think. And,
really?
And I think that's yucky. And so these girls, our girls, we've not – nobody's covered those bases. So it felt like we were like letting our little lambs into a den of lions.
Yeah.
And like on the other side, they had a cowbell that they were ding, 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 ding. You know, I was like, I – feel like my Crocs are about to come off.
This is girls U12, right?
It is less than that. They're 8'10". Okay.
Man.
I like it when there is, I get fired up. I can get fired up at a preschool game, not because it's like what I call a crash test, where like Mini Cooper's against a Mini Cooper and they crash test to see if the, it's, that feels fair. You get a, you know, an SUV and a Mini Cooper, I start to get worried. And that's what I feel like starts to happen in some of these leagues where you're
interesting.
I feel like, they're learning
how to
play.
You got a stacked team.
Yeah, man. What's up? What's up? Like, we need a second. Like, let's, and our girls are trying so hard and they do want to win. And so, like, I like to win. I like to win.
Wow.
I really do. I don't want to go and watch... I'm okay. We've watched a lot of losses.
Yeah. Yeah, we have too. We're getting really good at dealing with them emotionally. But I also feel like, you know, just run. And the thing that I'm loving about Dash is
and just run.
That's all you got to do. Just run up to the ball and act like you tried to get it. Because I do.
Most
I notice,
of it is just not standing with your hands on your hips, Eleanor Sweeney.
Well, I have a different, totally different mindsets when it comes to like watching my son play and watching my daughter play, because I see all these girls scared of the ball.
Isn't that interesting?
And for me, I'm like, go kick the ball. It's your ball. Like, this is the one time on earth where you're like, get out of my way. This is mine.
Yeah.
Like, do that.
Well, and you didn't come up, your mom didn't let you play competitive sports.
No, but I see it. I see where they're like, they're looking at each other and they're being sweet. And I want to say, like, it's okay to not be sweet. Like, I don't think you should throw elbows and shit.
Oh,
but
man,
like,
what a great segue this is.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm about to hot flash hard.
I know. I gotta
go. One more. I'm going to hold on to it.
So my son got to play a VIP game.
Ooh.
So, no. It's not for the best players.
All-stars? And you're calling it VIP?
Guys, no, we call ours VIP. Special needs kids?
No, that is not what I thought you were going to. Okay, go for it.
So, okay, oh, God. This isn't the best players. This is every team, and I fucking love this. What are you laughing at, Casey?
Oh, God. God, no, Jen.
Look, we're just worried about Kristen because she feels like what she's worried about right now is that my son got led onto a special needs team because
that's
that
what
bad
I'm wondering. Are you telling me your kid got on a special needs team?
No.
Because that is a question mark.
He's a ringer. He wasn't doing great on a regular team. He's killing it right now.
Yeah. Listen. I'm just saying,
let me tell you how.
I think Casey and I both were concerned. She's over here. We're both like, did you allow your son to be the ringer on a VIP team?
No, let me.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I love about this. So it's AYSO. Everybody gets to play is the thing. So every Saturday morning, the very first game is with a VIP team. And we are talking kids that are like 8, and we are talking to adults. And most.
And by very important person, we mean very important special person.
Yes.
So the VIPs are. Dashiell is not a VIP.
No,
the VIPs are
playing against them.
Playing against the VIPs.
And let me tell you, my son is one of the kindest people in the world, so much so that I worry about sending him out into the world.
Same.
Because he is a sensitive soul.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm sick of my teeth.
Yeah.
I was like, Dashiell, this is not your window to show off, okay? This is not the game that you are going to win, sir. I'm looking at my friend Kristen, who wants to win this game too. She's like seeing her window. And I would say the same thing.
I got two aunts that are high competitors in the Special Olympics. And I'm going to say, like, don't assume you know how to win against the VIPs, because if they can run their strikers and their defense with any kind of je ne sais quoi, they're going to beat.
There are some that cannot run. There are also some that cannot see.
Oh.
So they have somebody who, like,
all right,
they hold onto their arm and they, like, go. They're like, here is the ball right here. And so the other team's job is to, like, play with compassion.
I love it.
To give them a little bit of heat to kick the ball back to them and make them feel.
I love it.
And it is the best learning experience of the whole thing. And in my head, it is like,
it's the reason you do it.
It's all of it. Like, for my son, it's such a different thing. Britt said there's this really good soccer player on Dash's team, and Britt was worried about him playing against. So, well,
because he'd be too intense,
that he'd be too aggressive about it, and be
you never know.
You
those
don't
kids
ever
are
know.
Always the sometimes the one with the killer instinct. You get them out there, and they're the sweetest heart.
That is it's, what
I think. You can be
happened.
Both. That's my point.
If I cry, fine. Because my son, who is so nice, I was like, you're gonna let some go. You're gonna sap some. You're gonna, like, make it feel like it's fun for them. If you're winning by too much, you stop. You ease up, whatever. And so I was at Delilah's game while Britt was with Dash at this game. And Britt was like, I felt so good I could have cried, because this kid, who is such an intense player on Dash's team, who he worries about being an asshole, you know?
Yeah.
You do worry that, like,
there's a few.
The kid and the parents are going to be, like, too intense or whatever. He said the kid came up to Dash, who was goaling, and he goes, you should let some go.
Oh,
that's not the point
that's
of this
nice.
Game. And I was like,
man, we all got to, like,
God, I have faith in humanity again.
I know.
And don't let it say it came from soccer, because it'll ruin my rep.
I hate
soccer.
I don't know if anybody is thinking about doing this, but gosh, I'll tell you, having an aunt that had Down syndrome, she passed away and was the light of our family's life, was an avid competitor in the Special Olympics. And my Aunt Lois is currently a competitor in the Special Olympics.
My cousin Austin will bowl your socks off,
yeah,
man.
That's what my aunt does, bowling and basketball. And I'll tell you,
really,
I would
good.
Not put money against her in bowling, because the ball doesn't go very fast, but it hits it. I can't bowl to save my life.
Austin, you got to give him like a 16-pound ball. Otherwise, he's tossing it like a ping pong ball.
My Aunt Lois is the opposite. She's like, it looks like she's holding a boulder, but then it just, like, slow rolls and then it's a strike. I'm like, I can't
incredible.
Hit a pin.
It's incredible.
So I had the opportunity to volunteer at this camp called Access Sports, which was really awesome. And it was really formative, because I was in my 20s and I was, like, very, like, in my head about my own life. And I just needed – I you know, because I had experience with people with needs, I just got this chance through my friend Laura to work at this camp. And it was a sports camp. And we were partnered with a camper who had whatever needs. So my camper was born in 19 – gosh, I want to make sure I get this right. There was a measles outbreak in 1972, I think, 1972. And a lot of children were born deaf-blind.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being born deaf and blind?
Like high fever.
High, all of it. And so it was a one-year capsule. So there's this community. They're all the same age that are deaf-blind. So my camper was deaf-blind, and I learned sign sort of like how I learned guitar, like in a fury. And
like in their hand? Or something?
Yes. Yeah. So you sign in one hand and you listen in the other hand. So it was the coolest thing.
Awesome.
So I was with her for 2 weeks, and we were to run a 5K, which is what, three something miles?
I'm going to tell you right now, sidebar, that's the only way I'm running a 5K.
I'm telling you this right now. I was not playing. I thought she'd quit. Yeah. I did not think we were going to make it the whole way. And she started with such a strong pace. I was like, how do I sign slow down? I'm at an 11-minute mile. We're doing like 9-minute miles right now. I'm going to throw up. Like, literally, we got done and I was like, and she was fine. And so then she was so awesome. She invited me to her apartment, and I went and I got to see how she lives and how the building is set up. So it has all these railings with different notches on the railings. So, like, you walk and you hold a railing and there's two notches, and that tells you, like, that's the laundry room. And then and then your hand lifts and you go to the next, and it says like notch one, building one. And so I went into her apartment, has all these, she has like, she can sense light. That's about it. So there was no, she's not making out figures. She has no speech. Like, and her friend came over, who's also same age, neighbor, also deafblind, came over and they had a chat in front of me, and their hands, one hand is signing and one hand is listening and responding at the same time. And I was like, this is the most extraordinary thing.
Were you like at the nail salon where you're like, they're calling me a total bitch right now, I can tell. And they're just like,
they were like, she really slowed down my time.
Worst tip
my
ever.
Split would have been so much better if it wouldn't have been her. She was like, look at her, like, nothing to complain about. Has a boyfriend she doesn't like. I've heard about that for a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm learning. I'm like, learning ASL. I don't
she
know how to.
She just learned and all she can do is complain about her boyfriend.
Yeah, she learned.
It's incredible.
Two sentences. It's slow down and can I tell you about my boyfriend and he's such a dick.
She's not getting no.
She's not getting no. I asked for a different partner.
She's currently signing kill me and she's still ignoring. It's like, it's just not. But I don't want to hear about this boyfriend.
I've seen the sign for bitch many times come up. I don't understand what's going on. But my long-winded point is, like, those games and those opportunities are, like, so good for us. It does temper competition and, like, reminds everybody, like, Eleanor being like, it's supposed to be a fun game. She's better than me. Listen, I was in the heat of battle. I wanted to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
that's what you got to bring it down. But, you know,
it's, my competitive nature is also something that you like about me. But it's like,
I do, because then you do it and I don't have to expend the energy. It's really nice, honestly. It's like,
because two of us would be like, bitch.
And I admire it because it gives you like a spunkiness that I like.
A maleness, a manliness.
No, it's a spunky. It's a not. No, you can't say like, I don't want to say that like competitiveness or whatever.
I know,
is
it's just, it's not just.
Because that's what I'm saying about my girls watching them play. I'm like, it's your ball. Get in there and get your ball.
Oh, boy.
Like 1,000%. But it's good to have.
It's good to have. Here's the other thing. Can I just have to talk about this? Because take a minute, look on TikTok, look it up. Nebraska, our home state, just did the most incredible thing.
I think it's a hot flash right there.
It's a fucking hot flash.
Hot flash, hot flash.
Oh my gosh,
okay.
Nebraska.
I made just a couple notes because I'm going to get it wrong because I've already been literally messaged many times because I misquoted the number. Okay, so
I know
Nebraska,
the number.
Where we're from, University of Nebraska, volleyball, girls volleyball is killing
has
it.
Always been killing it for
They've
so long.
They've been killing it for a long,
long.
Time. So Pettit was the coach before. And, you know, girls sports, as it does, especially in Division I, usually takes a far seat to all the other
Always.
Division male
yep,
sports.
Yep.
So the coach was like, you know what? We'll take the spill off. We're smart. Like whenever there's a Huskers game, put a Nebraska girls volleyball game on the same day, but a different time. So we'll get the spill off fans. And so guess what? They started
they
to get a little,
up.
They show up and these girls are really good. And they're like, hey man, Nebraska's not doing so good in football.
Which to their credit, they
Nebraska,
show up.
Nebraska fans show up, man. They have for us, they do for them.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And like, all of a sudden, these girls. So the basketball team wanted a new stadium or a place to play, and the volleyball girls were like, "Hey, we'll take your old stadium. Can we just get it razzle dazzled a little bit for to play volleyball?" They're filling it. These games are selling out. So then finally, it is Coach Cook. I'm gonna get this wrong. Okay, so Coach Cook, they're gonna do this exhibition game, right? This game, and there was an idea of putting it at the Devaney. There was an idea of putting it in Omaha. And one of the people, they go, you need to do it in the stadium, the Memorial Stadium, because the girls are winning. Volleyball girls
Memorial
are winning.
Memorial Stadium is the third largest town in Nebraska during game day.
100%. So they do this. First of all, the marketing team says, oh, well, what if we can't sell all these seats? We'll have like empty seats in this big stadium. It's going to feel so terrible. Let's have a music act say they're going to play, and that will incentivize people to buy tickets. They don't even have an act. They don't even have a musical act yet. And they sell 85,000 seats without the musical act. I know, me too. And of course, by that time, by the time it actually is done selling, it sells out to the number of
92,003.
And that is our lucky number for the rest of time. The next closest
was in South America at a football game, and it was 91,465 or something. And that's a
professional
sport.
So this is the biggest sporting event in the world for women, and it was done in Nebraska. And
it was all Nebraska people.
It's all Nebraska people, and it is so wonderful that this is in conjunction with Taylor Swift's tour.
Barbie
and Beyonce's tour. The women, like, sure, maybe on the field in the beginning when we're talking about competition, we're like, girls play differently than boys. It doesn't mean they're better or worse. No. It's different, and that's okay.
You want girls to get in there and get the ball. I mean,
these girls are in love with each other, and they are teammates. And if every school does not take a moment to honor those Nebraska volleyball players and that coach when they walk into every game, I just feel like that is a moment missed.
It was Lincoln and it was Nebraska. So, like, it was all Nebraska fans.
It's
like
all Nebraska.
You were either Omaha or you were Lincoln. And probably a lot of them were both just because they're, like, such team players. Yeah. But I said to my husband this week because he didn't know about how, like, Taylor Swift's tour had, like, energized the economy and, like, saved us from recession. And I was like, I go, Britt, I know you think I'm still, like, riding this Barbie high, but it's, like, let women do their thing and let them spend their money how they want to.
Yeah.
And, like, look what happens.
Also, I don't care who you are. If you're just – am I allowed to say bean counter?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you worried it's racist?
Yeah.
It's not. It's, okay. It's okay.
If you are – if Casey's Googling it right now. If you're somebody who just deals with money.
It's a weird – it's – you know what? If you're an accountant, they're going to be really irritated.
We are in a capitalist country, period, full stop. And we have said, if that's the case, money matters. We've proven that over and over, that money matters to the people in this country. Taylor Swift is now a billionaire from a tour.
Yeah.
She tipped $5 million to her staff that drove the trucks. She generated more than $300 million in revenue for any city or state she was in on that tour. She also donated to food banks so that they never have to buy. I forget how it works. Like, she has enough money in those food banks to supply food for 500 families for 25 years. It's crazy what she's done.
And all these people that work for her that are like gig players. Insured and had.
She did it right.
Full-time job.
She did it right. So did Barbie. Barbie is $1 billion. Nebraska, it's the only Division I female sport that makes money for a university is Nebraska volleyball. So if you don't think progress is being made, it is being made, and we are a part of it, and it's fucking awesome. And it makes me so excited. I get, like, emotional. I get weird. I get inspired. I feel like, you know, I feel like we're there too, man. We're doing our best. Like,
yeah,
everybody is trying to make their way in this world, and girls, it doesn't come so easy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's not like I'm so proud. I'm so proud that we get to see these moments where, like, the hard work is paying off. Because those volleyball girls, they've been at it and winning for 15 years.
Yeah.
And now they're getting their moment. And I think it's them walking through the tunnel. I feel like I just want to rip my shirt off, except.
And kiss him?
One of them's very tall. They're average 6'5". It's confusing. Sure, maybe. They're young, but their mom's probably attractive.
No. Yeah. The mom's older probably. Ones. The coach.
The coach is so cute. He's known for being very stoic, and he gave a speech. You know, he's at the there's 100,000 people looking at him. And he kept going,
yeah.
Cause like, yeah, man. Yeah. Because that whole stadium is there to see these dominant women, and I'm so into it.
Yeah. It was the raddest thing ever, you guys.
Hot flash forever, 92,003. That's my new favorite number. If I was a tattooer, I'd get that.
I mean, is it crazy that both of us have that number embedded in our brain?
I got in trouble for rounding it up to 5.
She rounds, you guys. Fine. It's totally fine. It's great. It's her competitive nature. It's just what... Yeah, but it's 92003, because they'll be bigger too.
They're going to be bigger.
It's going to be bigger. And that's going to instill, hopefully
it's going to instill a fight to get bigger events.
That's right.
We're into it.
So into it, you guys.
Did we podcast?
Get in there, girls. Get in there, girls.
Woo!